A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice! Looking for a place to hear your fave K and J-pop groups? Or to discover new ones? Look no further, cause this is K-pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-pop obsessive, DJ Tricky Kid.
We're going to be talking all things IVE. Now, I was saying Ivy because I never heard him say it out loud, I-V-E, but it is IVE, and we're talking about their first world tour called Show What I Have. And of course, joining us is my girl from New Mexico, Aisha's joining us. And man, you know, we were just talking about Twice because I had just got back. Hey everybody, I just returned from a crazy Las Vegas adventure celebrating I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but it was one of those, you know, milestone birthdays. And I originally went to Vegas just to see and cover Twice, but it became this whole other crazy adventure. But I'm so excited to be back and to tell you all about it. Twice, of course, came back to North America to just to do one big show. And it was in Vegas during spring break, during the day before St. Patrick's Day, which is a big deal in Vegas, during March Madness, the basketball tournament. So, I mean, it was like they came at a time where Vegas was on fire, and they were still the talk of the town. Welcoming back, of course, is my girl Aisha from New Mexico, our frequent co-host, and I'm excited to bring her on. So let's get to it. What is the most pertinent and pressing issues, good, bad, in the world of K-pop?
Lucimbal's album comes out like April 19th or something. And then I imagine they're going to go on tour after that. Following that is Artemis. Their album will be at the end of May. There's talk that Chu is come out with an album in the summer. I don't know what Eve is going to do. I hope she comes. Even if she did like a unplug session or go to a K-pop store.
Or even like a K-Con appearance, something to kind of introduce her to people.
I don't know. She's with a small company, so that's why I'm not sure if she'll tour or not. Yeah.
But it sounds like it's going to be the year of Luna for you guys, and that's exciting. It's funny, all those shows always start at 7 o'clock, which is such a pain in the ass. I got to my seat at 7:15, and I didn't hear any music. I was like, all right, cool, thank God. Not realizing the show did not start till 8 o'clock. I got a killer seat. I'm early. And to cut to the chase, I think this was my favorite K-pop show I've ever seen.
I saw that on Twitter. I was curious why.
It was everything I want. Twice should have opened for this group. This is everything, at least for me, that I want in a K-pop show. Songs, fantastic. Pacing, perfect. They were all impossibly gorgeous. In their own unique way, the choreography was the shit. They were personal. They didn't talk too much. There was a B stage where they came all the way out. It had this momentum that never stopped. It was exciting. It was like 2 hours, and I couldn't have told you a single one of their songs. I knew almost nothing about the band, and they kicked my ass.
Nice.
Every single one of them was on point. The whole show was on point. The songs were there. The production was there. There was never any weird lull. It was just great. It started at the right time. I had a whole row to myself. I laughed. I stood the whole time. I cheered. They just delivered across the board. And the merch normally
sucks. What was the venue size?
Okay, so next door is Will Rogers Auditorium and Will Rogers Coliseum. And the shows that Robert, your husband, has gone to is Will Rogers Auditorium that holds about 3,200 people. And of course, we know there was a lot less than that for the shows that we saw there together. Next door is Dickie's Arena that at full capacity, I think, is 7,200. And they did close the entire top section. And there's a guy on Twitter that's pretty good about calculating everything. So I think there was close to about 5,000 people. I think it was something like 4,400. Cool. So if they played next door, it would have been a sellout, you know? And maybe, but the production was so huge that there was no way that they could have fit that production in that small room. So that was a logistic decision to make. The reason why I had a row to myself, because I was in a comp section.
This was very exciting. Tour was announced on November the 9th last year, the group's first global outing called Show What I Have. The group's come across as very, very confident. And man, did they ever. Go to my TikTok account, DJ Tricky Kid. There's a video I filmed at the show in Fort Worth of them walking out just as bosses, man. And not in a pretentious way, not in a sassy way, which all that is fine too. Like, you know, Blackpink comes out super, you know, super styling, and Aespa comes out with all the attitude and all that, all looking great. This was just confidence and grace and beauty and just powerful, just amazing. They came out and showed up and showed out. And it was just a good time. It never lulled. Back in January, they released their first English language single, All Night, featuring Saweetie. It's actually a remix of All Night by Icona Pop. And I'm going to play that for you now and be right back with more. This is K-Pop with your boy, DJ Tricky Kid.
It's the icy girl with the eyebrows.
We always dreamed about this better life, this better life. We always felt it coming all along, yeah, all along. We've got the keys to open paradise, yeah, paradise. Now let's go walking hand in hand. Come on, baby, we can hit the lights, make the roads turn right. We can smash the clock, make the pop go rock. With the love this deep, we don't need no sleep. And it feels like we could do this all night. We could do this all night. Yeah, everything is alright. We've got the keys to open paradise. Yeah, paradise, it feels like we could do this all night.
You shot your shot and it sounded like looking at the stars, what a nice view. Where the gummies at, trying to catch a vibe with you. Ayy, coming through the spot with my icy grills. Red lips, Birkin bag, in the newest Manolos. All my baddies get the bag, I ain't fucking with dodos. Baddest bitch online, but I look better than my photos. Ayy, put your lighters up. Throwing dirt on my name, make them bite the dust. Yeah, Diamante with the diamond cut. We could go all night, we ain't gotta rush. Ayy.
What a great song. The video for that is really great too. California residents might recognize San Pedro right outside of Los Angeles. Punk rockers know San Pedro is where Mike Watt and the Minutemen come from. Great working class punk ethic there. I feel that same way about the K-pop girls. They weren't handed 15 minutes of fame via American Idol. This is boot camp and training for years. It's hand in hand with DIY, do it yourself, having a work ethic. I know that process cannot be easy, and I'm sure there's things I could learn about it that I would not like. I have a lot of respect for the girls that willingly putting themselves through that process. Early this year, on March the 4th, a day before my big 50th birthday, along with Monster X, unfortunately their YouTube channel was hacked and everything was renamed SpaceX. But later that month, it was announced that they would be singing the new opening theme song, Will, for Pokemon Horizons. And if you stick around for the end of this episode, we'll end with them doing Pokemon Horizons. And super excited, just this week it was announced they would be releasing their second EP, I've Switch, on April 29th. Make sure you're looking for that. The opening video was released on Pokemon's official YouTube channel. Lots and lots of neat things coming up for the group. I'm very excited for them as part of this build-up to I've Switch. They've been doing these really neat concept video photo shoots. One of them is this transformation is like Supergirls. I mean, they've been rolling these out. And I love that about K-pop, because when it's rock and roll, how they roll things out is, you know, here's a single, here's a video. We have a new look, we have a new video, we have a new song. The way they do it with K-pop is just very different and interesting. I'm fascinated by it. This latest one with the Supergirls that are rocking these matching red hairstyles with schoolgirl uniforms. And the one before that was this like fairy princess thing. It's very conceptualized and inspired looking. What a force of nature this group has become. So glad I was able to get to see them in such a great space. One of my favorite venues in the world, Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. Looking forward to hearing the entire I've Switch record. And as promised, stick around so you can hear Will for Pokemon Horizons. And again, check out that video on Pokemon's official YouTube channel.
Coming in May, another DJ set, only songs that have come out from February. Thank you again so much for being a part of this today.
Thank you for having me back. Have a good evening.
You too, darling. I'll see you soon.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2. Type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJ Tricky Kid.
Again, I'm your boy, DJ Tricky Kid. This is K-Pop, and we'll see you next week. Let's go. We are party, 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 the food and the you may get. Mega Eva, Kina Ua, Sukito. Summer challenge, yeah. Let's go. Together, we challenge, me lie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Eat, oh my.
響き出した感情に高鳴り弾けそうな好奇心 Yeah we gotta do do You know who who's gonna keep you high The sky up いつもよりギュッと手を握ったそっと道のステージも乗り越える君と Never giving up 憧れの先へ君と二人なら Never giving up Keep us a baby team Hey buddy let's go Ain't nobody buddy buddy gonna stop